next considered the Western North Pacific stock of gray whales. This stock exists in small numbers and is considered to be one of the world's most endangered populations of large whales. Since 1995, joint U.S.-Russian studies of gray whales off northeastern Sakhalin Island, Russia, the Pilton feeding ground, have resulted in a photographic data set that can be used for mark recapture survival estimation, and the estimates of non-calf and calf survival were 0.94 and 0.39, and the latter was somewhat worrisomely low number for calf survival. A skeleton of a young gray whale was discovered on the eastern coast of Kyushu in March 2002, and the committee strongly recommends that efforts be made to extract DNA from this skeleton and compare the microsatellites to the missing yearlings from the Pilton feeding ground. And it also recommends that details of the stranding be presented to the committee next year. Recent photo identification data indicate that most reproductive females follow a 3-year interbirth interval rather than the normal 2-year interval for some other stocks and species of whales. This longer interval may reflect nutritional stress and could be compounded by ongoing anthropogenic disturbance while on the feeding ground. In particular, seismic surveys took place in summer of 2001, and whales appear to have moved away from the region where these surveys were being conducted, reoccupying the region from which they had been displaced once surveys ceased. Such disruption of feeding could have major negative effects on individual whales and the population as a whole, especially those observed to be skinny. I think you'll remember you've heard about this problem in past reports from us. Half of the adult females with calves have been recorded as skinny over the past 3 years. A Russian sighting survey found 41 gray whales off the northeast coast of Sakhalin Island after the seismic work was over. We had strongly recommended last year that no seismic work be conducted while whales are present on their feeding ground, and the Commission passed Resolution 2001-3 to this effect, and therefore the Russian government was actually able to get the seismic work stopped last summer, and the committee commends this action. We also recommended acoustic monitoring and behavioral observations be conducted to examine noise-related disturbance of these whales, and reiterates that this recommendation should be implemented. We are very concerned to hear that additional seismic work is planned for this year and next and into the future, and strongly recommend that no seismic work be conducted on or near the Pilton feeding ground while whales are present there, and we give the reasons for this recommendation, which are very well founded scientifically in the rest of that paragraph. During summer 2001, the oil and gas industry conducted a number of research activities related to these whales, and the committee strongly urges that these studies and associated findings be presented to the scientific committee for review at the earliest possible date. Furthermore, the committee recommends that all future monitoring and mitigation plans for seismic surveys and other activities related to the Sakhalin oil and gas development be reviewed by an independent panel of outside experts that are not directly funded by the operators working in the area. The committee strongly recommends that every effort be made to photograph any gray whales sighted during surveys that are scheduled along the Korean Peninsula and the coast of Sakhalin Island this year. And as in previous years, we strongly recommend that the ongoing USA-Russian program of research and monitoring and national programs be continued and expanded, since this research is the only means for assessing the status of this critically endangered population. Additional actions are needed to ensure adequate and stable funding for the continuation of the current research and monitoring program, establishment of more effective range-wide monitoring and protection measures, and increased cooperation between science, industry, and government. And we also recommended a number of additional research items, and as in previous years, strongly recommended that the Commission facilitates a workshop comprising interested scientists, including those from range states, to assess the current status of the population, develop a foundation for range-wide research, update the research and monitoring program, and we strongly endorse the proposal for such a workshop given in Annex F. There was insufficient time to develop the funding requirements and include them for discussion under item 21, but we strongly recommend that at a minimum the Commission endorse the proposed workshop and cooperate in its organization. And there is a steering group comprised of Brownell, Borodin, Kim, and Osumi. So indeed, there are scientists from the range states are actively involved in this, as they should be. Research in Chinese coastal waters is of particular importance, as this is suspected to be the location of the calving and breeding grounds, and we recommended some ways where information about locations of these wintering grounds could be gathered and sampling could perhaps be done. So we recommend continuation and further development also of comparative studies between the western and eastern gray whales, and strongly reiterate that it is a matter of absolute urgency that every effort be made to reduce anthropogenic mortality, including direct catches and disturbance, to zero to save the western North Pacific gray whales from extinction. And Mr. Chairman, I think that before I go on to the other section, we should have a discussion of this very critically endangered stock and also of some of the right whale stocks.